This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. When you're the son of an Allman Brothers founder, music doors can open easier, but expectations are also higher. Devin Allman and Dwayne Betts know this firsthand. The sons of Greg Allman and Dickie Betts recently joined forces with Barry Oakley Jr., himself the son of another Allman Brothers founder, to form the Allman Betts Band. The trio is joined by three other members that play original music from each other's solo career, as well as nuggets from the Allman Brothers songbook. Allman and Betts speak with GLT's John Norton ahead of a Castle Theater show this weekend. Allman says despite his kinship, the band's creation was organic.
There was a lot of years where I was pretty busy with my career, and Dwayne was pretty busy in Dickie Betts' band and the band Dawes. You know, and Barry's busy having five damn kids. You know, I think we all needed to be on the same page. We all needed to go through some things. It really was truly, John, it was a matter of just the right timing for everyone involved, and then that also corresponding with having real organic chemistry. Like when Dwayne and I went on tour last year, you know, Dwayne was set up as the special guest, as the opener, and then he would come up and jam half the show with me, doing things from, you know, tipping our hats to our dads to some work from his EP that come out last year and my body of work.
Yeah, we came together. We were out on tour for a month and a half or so, I'd say, and then we started writing. And it just was a really fun, effortless process. And we called up a good friend of ours, Stahl Vaughn, who's a songwriter based out in Los Angeles. He's from Lexington, Kentucky originally, but he's a fine songwriter. And we brought him aboard, and I'd written with him in the past, and the three of us, and we just had a lot of fun with it, and it was just kind of took care of itself.
You're my blue sky, you're my sunny day. Lord, you know it makes me high when you turn your love my way. Turn your love my way.
Listening to the music of the Allman Betts Band, that's Devin Allman, son of Greg, and Dwayne Betts, son of Dickie. This might be a stretch. Dwayne, I'm going to go to you. You've been in a band with offspring of other famous people. Devin has as well. Is there some comfort level in playing with those people? That is there some bond there that you can't get with other people?
No, I mean, I played with a lot of bands that didn't have famous sons, too. I think it's because people run in the same circles, so you just kind of know people, and sometimes you form a bond with those people and you find commonality in being musicians, and then you start playing music together. I don't think that I've never been in a band that's been put together that was contrived, like let's get these people together. And you know, because I've been in a couple bands that had some lineage like that, but they were all organic. I've never been in one that was put together by a manager or a record company.
Well, and Devin, if I remember right when we talked, it was suggested by someone else that you and Cyril Neville and was it Mike Zito at the time get together, and you were pushing back against it at the time.
Well, I was pissed. I hired this cat to manage my career, and a month in, he's asking me to, you know, kind of jettison 6 years of progress to just do a whole new thing. But, you know, that was just the initial reaction. After thinking about it, you know, it's a cool concept to have an Allman and a Neville in the same band. But, I mean, the same thing applied there that applies here. You know, I said, well, let's get me and Cyril Neville together and see if we can write some songs together. It's got to work, you know. And if you come away without any, that's okay, too. I mean, there's other things to do. No, man, you know, I don't think it matters who your dad is or was. You know, at the end of the day, do we have kind of a longer history because of it? Well, yeah. And can we relate to each other a little more? Well, yeah, because we had a lot of similar experiences. But when it comes to your fingers hitting the neck of that guitar, or you stepping up to the microphone to take a lead vocal, man, you just better be ready to throw it down. It doesn't matter who your dad is. You got 800 people in the crowd paid $50. We'll be right back.